Here's a story from The World.
France recalled its ambassador to Turkey over the weekend. It's the latest move in a growing rift between the two nations. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is blasting Western Europe over what he calls rising Islamophobia. And he's now joining regional calls for a boycott of French products. Duri Buskaran has our story from Istanbul.
A video circulating on Twitter purports to show two men at a grocery store in Jordan filling carts with French cheese and butter, removing them from the shelf. This morning, a pro-government Turkish daily published lists of French brands to show their readers what to avoid while shopping. By the afternoon, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was urging his citizens to stop buying products made in France.
Sakın Fransız markalara asla iltifat etmeyin. Bunları satın almayın.
This latest rift between the two NATO allies started with the gruesome murder of French schoolteacher Samuel Paty. Paty, a history teacher, showed cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in his class about freedom of speech. These depictions, which are deeply offensive to Muslims, were originally published by the satirical French magazine Charlie Hebdo, later the target of a 2015 massacre that killed 12. Paty was followed home after school and beheaded by an 18-year-old man born in Russia to Chechen parents.
Samuel Paty est devenu vendredi le visage de la République.
At Paty's funeral, French President Emmanuel Macron said Samuel Paty had become the face of the Republic, that his country would defend the freedoms that Paty taught and hold secularism high, that they would not give up caricatures or drawings even if others retreat.
Nous continuerons, professeur.
French officials have ordered investigations into Muslim organizations and the dissolution of a pro-Palestine group in France, which officials claim are leading efforts to foment violence. It is this crackdown that has drawn the ire of Ankara. Erdogan quipped that Macron didn't understand religious freedom and needed mental health treatment. France then recalled its ambassador to Turkey the next day. Now, a boycott of French goods is underway.
I think that harsh reaction is kind of like towards instrumentalizing Islam to score political gains.
Sinem Adar is a Turkish political analyst at the Center for Applied Turkey Studies in Berlin. She says Erdogan wants to position himself as a leader in the Muslim world, and advertising himself as a defender against Western Islamophobia is an effective way to do it.
Like what is fascinating in a negative way is that there was little coverage in the Turkish press about what happened.
The beheading got very little coverage. Macron's condemnation of Islamic violence did. To the point, Adar says, that Turkish papers suggested that the crime itself was staged by the French government as a pretext for going after Muslims. It is true that Islamophobia is rising in France and other parts of the West. Hate crimes are increasing, especially against women who wear headscarves and other types of coverings to mark their faith. But polarizing rhetoric like Erdogan's, Adar says, can backfire on Muslims living in Europe.
The ways in which the Turkish government has been engaging with, interacting with the Turkish diaspora and trying to mobilize them and instrumentalize them, at the end of the day, I think really harms the people living here.
Europeans see Erdogan's rhetoric as alarming, she says, forcing Muslims in Europe to choose. Support an increasingly conservative view of Islam espoused by the region's leaders or assimilate into European-style secularism. For many, that's an impossible choice. For The World, I'm Duri Buskaran in Istanbul. From PRX.